Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Joy Felipe Booth Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is the daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministry. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nation. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hi everyone. My name is Aisha Musa Sasana, and I'm from the Antioch region, Campus Church.
Okay.
And also a member of Ilsonwu.
Okay. Tell us what your testimony is about.
My testimony is about how I became stable through mommy and how mommy has been my source of strength.
Your source of strength.
Fasting.
Okay, tell us about it.
So the first one, how I became stable. During the week-long prayer between the porch and altar,
okay,
one of the days I decided to come for the morning prayer, sacrifice everything and come, and we're praying for the will of God. Then around 6 p.m. Lady Rev came to me that mommy was seeing. So in my head I was like, hey, what's going on? Then I went, the mommy was like, oh, I should calm down, and she spoke to me that she feels like I should stay in Kumasi, and I told her that I will. I didn't say, oh, I'll think about it. I just said, I will. Because we were praying for the will of God, and I didn't know what the will of God was for my life, like, after the school and all.
You didn't know what you were going to do afterwards.
So I just listened to her, and then she was like, sometimes you, where you find yourself, it doesn't matter if it's still a lighthouse church. Every church has their own way of doing things. So I just listened to her, and then I stayed.
Okay, and so far, how far so far?
My life has been good. I don't regret staying at all. I've gotten another chance to still shepherd some people, another chance to grow my Basanta and constituency. Like, I just feel, if I'm not listening to mommy, my confidence to come out and say that I am a Christian would still have gone back to being that shaky. Because
yes,
I couldn't say it with so much confidence at first. I had this kind of fear which overcame that confidence. But for now, I can say that I have truly, truly been impacted by
the grace
teaching.
You are all out for Jesus. Thank you very much. What would you like to tell the church?
The second one.
Oh, the second one, please. Yes, we want to know quickly.
So the second testimony is about how mommy has been my source of strength. Earlier this year, the year didn't start well at all because I was having issues with my dad. And the day I came back to school for the outreach, it was on a Saturday, that very evening, we had a get-together, and I went to mommy and I was like, I want to speak to her. She was like, sure, why not? Because me, I even thought she would be in a hurry to leave. She was like, sure. So we went in and I spoke to her. Then she told me that I should just pray about it. Fast forward. This week on her birthday, on that very birthday, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I was thinking about the whole situation, and it wasn't really easy. So I texted mommy to wish her a happy birthday, and mommy replied, and out of the blue, mommy was advising me, someone I was texting a happy birthday, and I don't know how to say this, but as soon as I saw her message, tears just started coming, because when I woke up at 3, I was not crying, I was just thinking about it, listening to a song, and I was just believing that God will work it out for me. My mommy's message meant a lot to me, actually, because so it's like I was just waiting for someone to tell me that everything is going to be fine. And truly, truly, God showed himself yesterday.
Wow.
God proved himself while I was at rehearsal.
Wow.
He still hasn't given up on me.
Wow.
And through mommy, I can say that I am I don't know, people look up to me a lot, but I just want them to know that I will not be here without mommy. I could have also decided that after everything that is happening, my dad and all, I would have decided that I would sit in my one corner and cry over things. By then, I said, let me speak to someone about it. And I spoke to mommy. She was the first person, actually, she was the first person I told as soon as I got back. I just felt like I needed to speak to mommy about it.
But by the grace of God,
she has replied everything. Yes, okay. She gave me, like, I don't even know what to say, words of encouragement, everything, Sam. I got it. Yes, so I like to tell the church that, first of all, mommy is our pastor. She's our friend. She's our shepherd. She's our mother. She can be your best friend if you allow her to.
It's true.
So if you have something going on, don't go into your own corner thinking that when you go and cry, things will be sorted. You are not seen around. No one knows what is going on.
Meanwhile, she has the solution to our problem.
Just come to mommy about it. Or you can even go to your pastors and they themselves will direct you to mommy. That you should go to mommy and speak to mommy about it. Please don't be scared. Mommy is someone, one of the people I know that as soon as I text her, she'll reply.
Yes. Thank you so much, Aisha Musasasana. Thank you. Let's quickly invite Papa to share his testimony with us. Quickly. Short. He will go straight to the point, Papa. Thank you very much. Introduce yourself.
Hey, hello, everybody. My name is Papa Kobna Isibu, a member of Word Encounter, and also the Prayer Batonta.
Tell us what your testimony is about.
So my testimony is about how I made it through undergraduate, my undergraduate education.
Okay.
Undergraduate.
Let's go.
You'll be there. So when I, like everybody else, I started out my education with a hope and a dream of first class, like most of us. And for a while, it was working. I mean, my academics was good. Everything was working fine. First class, lecturers were happy with me.
You were in a good place.
I was in a good place.
Okay.
Then life happened, as it normally happens.
As it normally happens
to all of us. Mm-hmm. And my health took a drastic turn and things became a struggle. Merci. When I say things became a struggle, I mean I dropped from first class to a lower.
You even skipped a whole session and went to lower. Merci.
Every semester without fail.
Merci.
My CWA kept declining.
Wow.
You know, at a point, I left school and went home because the struggle was too much. I mean, I couldn't go to class much at all. Listen. But I remember the first time I texted mommy. I was in second year and I was having an episode. In fact, I was bedridden and I had paper that very afternoon. I didn't know how I was going to write the paper. So I texted her. She prayed for me and she directed me as to what to do. So I was sent to the hospital, loaded with medication. Then I went straight to the exam hall. In fact, when I sat behind the paper, my hands were shaking like this because the medication was so much. But I say to the glory of God that I passed.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
By the grace.
And over the years, semester after semester, the prayers and the care of my pastor sustained me. I remember one time, for instance, she called me to the office and together with Lady Reverend, whom he laid hands on me and prayed for me, anointed me.
Wow.
And after, see, Jesus is both the wisdom and the power of God.
That's true.
Yes, she made Pastor Dennis drive me to a very distant place where the tichrome, because, we went to see a doctor.
Okay.
And this was the first of many visits such as that, do you see? And gradually, even as I reached final year, with the continuous prayer and the continuous care, my CWA resurrected.
Wow! From the lower. Wow! We thank God.
And I graduated with an upper, a comfortable upper, moved on to be a GA.
Wow!
And currently, I stand before you, a postgraduate student.
Wow!
By the grace of God.
Wow! What would you like to tell the church about our pastor?
What would I like to tell the church?
Yes.
One day, Bishop Dag, a very fresh widow, Bishop Dag sent her to an older widow to tell her that, comfort this woman, tell her, how do you make it through? So today, I'm coming to tell you how you make it through life.
Wow, tell us.
So the woman said that, this hand that is upon you, the hand that is around, that is how you make it. So I want to tell you that, do you know how we have made it that far? By the 3 a.m. text messages. That is replied.
Yes.
by the 1 a.m. messages that is replying,
oh, yes.
by the constant visits to the office, by the checking up the how are you, that is how we have made it.
Church, you missed a good place to put your hands together for the Lord and to stand and to honor our pastor. I don't know why you are sitting. Most of you have been blessed in two mommy's midnight sex. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, mommy.
Thank you so much,
pastor. And thank you for caring for us. And most importantly, thank you for loving me.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Church, let's be standing. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And the voice of them that shall say, praise ye the Lord. Mommy, today we are very grateful that we have you as our pastor. And we want to say thank you very much and we love you. We want to show how much we appreciate you. Church, we have more surprises for you, but now we have to listen to the word of God. So with standing, we are on your feet. Let's welcome our pastor, our bishop, Episcopal Pastor
Joy. Amen. The greater and a better year. Hallelujah. Last week we spoke about, and we were talking about the different things you can be greater in. Last week we spoke about being a greater light. Amen. Jesus said that we're the light of the world. Tell your neighbor that no matter your color, it's not about color. If Jesus says I'm the light, I don't care how you think about it. I am the light. What do you think? You know how it is. When you look at where you are and the things that are going on, you don't feel like the light. But you don't need to be to feel like the light. You are the light because Jesus said so. So long as you are a believer in him, he's placed something in you. And when you come to that place, darkness has got to move away. Are you in the house? Oh, are you here? And this afternoon, I just have a very short message here to just talk about the how. How to be the light? How? After all, even with our physical light, you need to do something for the light to come. Isn't it? If it's a switch, you have to switch on. Right now, we are at the place where we are busy wiring this building, but we cannot put power in there because we are not done. But if we need light in some places, there are things we do. Yeah, I need some people to come and connect some wire somewhere, something, and the light will be there. So, yes, you are the light, but the light is not just there. Even on your phone, you have light. But if you don't press something, the light won't come on. So yes, you are the light. But what is it that I will do? What is it? How do I put this light on? And today, I'm just going to... You see, I don't have time to get into each one of them. So I'm just going to give you the list and a little description. And we'll be out of here. And maybe if we... I don't know what the Lord will move us to do next week. If he permits, we might readdress some. What are the things that will make us? Remember, we took a scripture from Genesis where we realized that you can be a greater light or a smaller light. I don't know about you, but I like the greater light. Yeah, I like the greater light. There are some of you, the room in your light, the light in your room is blue. When we travel around the nations and the towns that we are, you know, to preach, I mean, several times I've had to take my... Reverend says, please come and change the light for me because the hotel has a blue light. Yay! Or some red. I said, look, this light is it's not. Lady Rev says, why? Can somebody please tell Lady Rev why the light is red or blue? She should tell you something. You know? So it's a light. But I don't want to be a red light. I don't want to be a red light. And so in many places, we remove the bulb and we'll put the one that we want, which is proper light. Amen. I want you to tell your neighbor, I don't want to be a red light bulb. And I don't want to be a blue light bulb. You see. Why are we saying that? Because there are many things you cannot do with that light. One of the important things you can't do with those lights is to read. You can't read. Yeah. And reading is one of the keys God has given for your life and for wisdom. Those of you who don't like reading, everywhere that people read, they are more advanced than places that people don't read. Oh, you can be angry. That's why it's just advice for free. It's free advice I've given to you. Are you now? You remember the film where they're not reading us? Eh? I tell you about that. There are some things we cannot read them, but there are some things that we also have to read. They have given you medication. You didn't read. Are you there? Many of us, we take medication as if we didn't go to school. Hey! And because you didn't read the side effects. You see, I'm taking the medicine, but it has made me more sick. It hasn't made you more sick. It's just a side effect. If you had read, you would have known. Anyway, today is not a treatise on reading. But I'm just saying that don't be the kind of light that doesn't do a lot of things. Yeah. And if you want to be a light, a proper light, tell your neighbor, I'm going to be a proper light. So what are the things that you can do that can help you to be a greater light? The first one, obedience. Obedience. People who obey generally get further than those who disobey. I'm speaking now in broad terms. Sometimes I meet children who say that, my mother or my father, in fact, they favor my brother. They like my brother. Today I'm giving you a message from the pulpit. Check your obedience. It's possible that your sibling that you think is the favorite obeys and you don't. It's possible that you do everything you are arguing. But while you are arguing, your sibling has gone to do. And all of us like people who obey. So it's not that they don't like you. Hey. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, check yourself, check yourself. Some of you, when we ask you to do one thing, we have to write descriptions. We have to tell you why. When we finish telling you why, we must tell you how. When we finish telling you how, we must tell you when. When we finish telling you when, we must tell you what again. We must explain the whole thing. We must tell you who. When we finish telling you who. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. All of us like somebody who just get it. They just get it done. Obedience. Obedience. God was speaking to his people in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. And he said, now, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people. Can you see it? Above all people. It's God who created all of us. Now, yet here he was giving a key. He said, if you will obey me, if you will obey me. You see, when you have gone to school a lot, that's when you start saying, hey, but what if I obey you and the thing doesn't work? And what if, you know, according to Pythagoras theorem, you are asking a lot of things. As you are saying that we shouldn't think, please, don't take me down in that lane. Many things are not complex. Just obey. Just obey. Are you in the house? Yeah. You want to be a greater light, obey. You want to be a greater light, obey. And there are many things to obey. Some of you in this service, you have come to school. If you make it a habit to obey, I think you see the way a little clearer. Amen. Yeah. Because when things are not even working for you, because of how you are, you'll be remembered. And there are some places you can even go to for explanations. But when you have been some reactionary, froward, difficult person, hey. I don't have so much time, so let's move on to number two. I know you will like number two even less than number one. Be humble. Hey, I thought you said you want to be a greater light. The person who talks about greater and lesser was the Lord himself. Now he is the one who is showing us how to be greater. Be humble. Listen, all this your pride you are carrying around, it's not doing you any good. Be humble. Hello? Be humble. Some of the words of Jesus, they are not easy to swallow. Matthew 23 and verse 12. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. In the house of God, according to God, you want to go up, go down. Be humble. I want you to ask your neighbor, can somebody talk to you? Can somebody talk? Can somebody advise you? One of the things that has kept a lot of technical people and a lot of artisans poor is this very point. They cannot be spoken to. You see how the church has become very quiet. It's true. They cannot be spoken to. You are talking to an artisan. You tell him that this is how I want it. That's what he wants. Yeah. Man, all this time that I've been doing this, my thing. You are just coming today to come and say what I want. That's why you don't have anything. That's why you don't own anything. But humility will make you a better light. Last week we looked at the example of Vashti, a queen who forgot why she was there. She was the queen. In fact, the scripture says that when her husband was doing the party, she was also doing the party in the house that the husband gave her. She even forgot that he gave her the house, that the house belonged to her. And when the man called, she said what? Because of her pride, she didn't go. You can interpret it however you like. You know, because sometimes these modern day people say that, hey, it's because the man was drunk. Were you there? It's because when you decided and accepted you were going to be queen, this was part of your job description. If you knew that you didn't want to go and wear crown when they are calling you, then don't go and marry king. You see, I'm being very kind. I don't want to talk about wives who I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. You know that you don't like this. Yes, I'm master. Don't marry. It's that simple. Don't marry at all. You want to do what you want to do, when you want to do, how you want to do, to who you want to do. Don't marry. But don't get married and then when you are asked to do ABC, where is it carrying you? All your pride. All your pride. And while I am about it, let me just inform you that no matter how liberated the world claims it is, when you divorce, we bear the brunt more than the guy. If you like, check it out. Check it out and see. Check it out. Me and a divorce. Go ahead. I don't even know why I went there, but I think it's a message to somebody. No, it's true. It's true. God forbid that I should divorce my husband. If I divorce him, if he dies, my life will change. If I die, he will cry for a few days and his life will continue. You, if you like, try it and see. So don't come with your thing. So, and I am a more liberated woman than you. Yeah. If you like, let's put our own. Let's start to list. I'm more liberated than you. Yeah. But take it today. Humble yourself. Why? I've come to understand that, listen, if this man is removed from my life has changed, I'm telling you. You don't believe me? He shouldn't die now, I tell you. One of my prayers is I'll go before him. No. If he dies, my father will summon me to Accra. Come here. Let me take care of you. Here. My life has changed. Complete. If he dies, if I die, they'll console him for a while and send him back to his church. If he dies, I will suddenly have to sort out that certain bills myself. I think I should continue on another. You see, you don't think about a lot of things, though. Suddenly, I have to understand certain documents that I know they are there. I haven't read. Why haven't you read? Because I haven't. The church is very quiet. Do you know that even when you own your house, you are supposed to pay property rate? Do you know that? Where does he pay? I don't know. When does he pay? I don't know. How much does he pay? I don't know. And the truth of the matter is that I really don't care. It's not my deal. If I die, the food I would have cooked for him, my sister will cook it. The company that I give him, between Clara, my sister, Rosalind, MFA, he will have company. Lady Evahumi, her husband. I'm telling you, fully replaceable. I don't know who I'm talking to this. My life will change. I don't know why I'm going deep, because I didn't plan to go deep into anything. Yeah. So me, I have assessed it well. Hey, over here, I'm boss. In my house. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Over here, if you want, and then, you have to come and ask me. Yeah, you have to this, you have to that. in my house. When he says we are not doing, I say, okay, we are not doing. When he says we are doing, okay, we are doing. Yeah. But what do you do if you don't agree? I go into my closet and I pray. And I say, Lord, did you hear what he said? But you cry, do you think it's fair? Lord, as in my greatest whatever is the Lord. I'm talking to some proud person today. I don't know. I think that's why I've entered the thing like that. Yeah. Amen. The wealth is not equal. It's never equal. Has never been equal. It will never be equal. Just watch. Never. Hey. I'm talking to someone. That's why I take my advice. You see, I notice there are a lot of young people. I say, if you know, you cannot do the yes, I'm master. There's no law that says you must marry. There's no law like that under the sun. There's no. You want to be your own boss, don't marry. Simple. Hey. The church has become very tenuous. So. It was Esther who got us into all this. But that was the difference between Esther and Vashti. Yeah, that was the difference. And Esther got far further than Vashti ever got by her humility. You want to be a greater light? Be humble. Be humble. Let me go to number 3. My time is almost up. You want to be a greater light? Excellence will make you a greater light. Excellence will make you a greater light. Stop the shoddy, untidy, messy things that we do. In Daniel chapter 6, we meet in verse 3, we see a scripture there. This Daniel was preferred above the presence and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king sought to set him over the whole realm. The king had several princes who were ruling, but he saw somebody who respected excellence. What has God given to you to do in this life? Have you done it excellently? This afternoon, we have all been, greatly impressed by excellent dancing, excellent singing, excellent. Oh, which one did you watch more? Up to you to answer. Who did you watch more? Who did you listen? You realize that it is the one who is doing it excellently. So how come you have practiced non-excellence? When we come to us and you finish cooking, ground, the way you even serve us, we don't feel like eating. The rubbish outside your house before we enter. I've not even gone into spiritual things. One time I was going to visit somebody, I had to go under a row of supporter that had been hung across on a rope across the front door. A house that's got the back and has got the front. You have chosen that your strength to hang is across the front door. Can you believe it? To enter the house, you have to go underneath somebody's supporter. What is wrong with you? No excellence. No excellence. When you see us fighting in this church, it is for excellence. That's why we fight. Yeah. That's why we fight. Every time a song is being sung and I see that the words don't match the singing, I mean, that's something is doing. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Push your neighbor and say, you want to be a greater light. Excellence. Yeah. How do you become excellent? You learn the thing, you practice it. Over and over and over and over and over again. You cannot be tired. I said, you cannot be tired. In fact, if you are a teacher, they will tell you, the marking of the scripts of excellent students is even a joy. But some of you, when you write, recently I was talking to one of our lady pastors who is an examiner for some nursing courses, and the person said, she said, the thing was so bad, I had to gather myself and pick up the papers and go home and take a shower and eat something before I should now come and spread it out and decipher the nonsense that has been written. And I asked, I said, you are going to release those guys onto us soon. these are the ones, when they are supposed to be injecting you, they will kill you. Are you there? Some of you, even to write a text that the English will make sense, your text alone, we have to go and use Google Translate. It's like, what word was that? I don't understand the text. You see, you have practiced the lack of excellence. There's a friend of ours, every time she sends a text, then myself and Lady Rev, we just fall down in love. We'll call, we ask her that, what exactly were you saying in the text? Just say, you see, as I'm saying, she knows the text. I'm talking about not somebody who, she has been to school. She has been to school, but to write a text. You see, I'm just giving you simple thoughts of how our non-excellence seamstress, you have made the thing. One sleeve is longer than the other. People will not come to you. Tailor, you have made it, one side is tighter than, no. Practice the thing till it works, that's all. Practice it. You want to be a greater light. You should ask yourself why people are all flocking to a certain person. Often it's because of the excellence. It's the excellence. Sometimes it's an excellent attitude. Yeah. Sometimes it's an excellent thing that the person does. Are you in the house or you have traveled? Some of you, if you were the last hairdresser on earth, won't come. Hey! Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. Do you see it? Caleb also had this excellent spirit. And it made him follow the Lord fully. And it made him into a major person. Even by his 80s. Are you there? Yeah. The Lord kept him. The Lord wiped out all his companions. But this guy there, God kept him. Because, Charlie, the guy was just excellent. Hey, turn to your neighbor and say, we have to be excellent. We have to be excellent. Hey, it's not just that you can sing. There's so many things that are part of the singing. The words, you know them. The way that you have dressed, how is it? You are coming to stand at me. I don't like people who are on the stage who cannot smile. I don't know what you are doing there. Let me announce this at the beginning of the school year too, so everybody will be reminded. The academic year and the year. But what if he has a problem? Please sit down. Because as I've come to stand to preach to you, it's not for lack of problems. Are you in the church? If you are sitting by a singer, tell them, listen, your face is very, very, very important. Very, 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 very important. Don't bring your melancholic, non-smiling face. In fact, today I have labeled some people. Their leaders are going to get a message from me. This one, at the back. Man, when I'm smiling, it's difficult. All of us, we couldn't smile. We learned. You have come to dance and then you have made your face like a bomb. This morning I was watching somebody singing. Where the person had stood cry, you can see that he didn't want to be seen. And he was just... I have to remember that I'm 63 years old. I have to have swine tomorrow. I almost pointed and said, guy, get down. Get down. What are you doing there? Are you here? The thing, you know, for it to be excellent, your face is part. Your body language is part. Yourself is part. Amen. Yeah. Some of you come to church, we can't get you to take part in anything. I don't want to go there today. Today is I'm giving you the last one. Next week we'll continue. We're talking about how to become a greater light. The last one for today. Do what is right. Do what is right before God. Righteousness will make you a greater light. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Hallelujah. Righteousness is in right standing before God. One of the things that will make you a greater light is to stand for what God stands for. Have you not noticed that even generally in the world, there's a lot of respect for people who are honest, people who are, yeah, even in the, who was it who passed away recently? In the U.S., their former president, Carter. Yeah, everything that was said, spoke about, whether they were believers or unbelievers, the man was a believer in Christ. But what they spoke about was his character, his honesty, his straightforward. I mean, in the world of politicians where lying is a skill, he wasn't passed. Yeah. Right standing before God. Are you in the church? It will make you a greater light. Some of you, as we are here, you're also doing your own thing. You say don't steal, you are stealing. The Bible says don't fornicate, you are fornicating. What again are you supposed to do that you don't do? Don't lie. You lie regularly. Regularly. By prescription. No. No. Do what is right. Do what. You see, when you are in an office and you are somebody who stands for the right, it appears as though they are laughing at you. But the time comes when they say, after this guy, he's not part. I'm ending. During the time when we had a revolution in the days of Jerry John Rawlings, there was a lot of fear. One of the most fearsome calls was when the generals were asked to report. Military generals. Do you remember? No, you were not born. Only those over the age of probably what? What? 50? I don't know. I don't know how many years ago. But what I remember was that those calls struck fear in the hearts of people. 6 p.m. every day. Then it's news time. And Charlie, people will lose their jobs because they found out that you were doing this or that or the other. But one of the most fearful calls was the calls to the generals of the land, the generals in the army. Because at that time, Jerry John Rawlings had been captured for trying to bring a coup. And they were going to sentence him, and then now he was now out and in charge. So Charlie, and he asked for all generals to report. And all of them reported. Past, present, and to come. Okay, those, even those who had retired reported. Many of them, it was the last time they were seen alive. But my father-in-law, he was a man of right standing. Are you there? Up till today, his children can't lie based on how he brought them up. That was how he was, a righteous man. I mean, I stand for the truth. And it was known. It was a publicly known thing. He didn't have much property because he didn't make use of the ways in which people gain property illegally. So when he said he was going to report, we are afraid. Hey, if you report, let's just say, Charlie, what's going to happen? That's it. But do you know what happened? Do you really want to know what happened? He went. And after a few hours, he was back. And we said, hey, what happened? He said, when he got there, they said, ah, General Bruce, you know we're not calling you. You know that you, we were not calling you. All of us, we know you. We know you have not taken anybody's anything. You have not gone to do anybody anything. Please, we don't like trouble. You see, because even in that situation, they knew that, Charlie, if you touch a righteous man, something. Please, sir, go home. Go home. Go home. So when some people were being sent to Insawam, from where some were eventually executed, this man went home. Why? Righteousness, a greater light. Are you there? A greater light. And he affected the lives of so many people. And I'm just saying it to us today. Thou hast loved righteousness. For today, you want to be a greater light. Stand for what is right. What is right in respect to God, not what is right in respect to your tribe, or what is right to in respect of your Gen Z generation. As if you are another breed, I tell you. What does God say is right? Find it and do it. That's what will make us into a greater light. Stand to your feet this afternoon. Hallelujah. This afternoon, you just want to bow down your head and talk to the Lord. And you want to say, Lord, help me to be a greater light. Thank you for the things you've given me to do. As I do them, Lord, help me to do them excellently. Help me to be humble. Help me to be obedient. Help me to do what is right. Father, we are grateful. What non-excellence is working? Just thank Him for a few minutes. For a few minutes. Make up your mind that you're going to be a greater light. You're going to be a greater light. Talk to the Lord. Tell Him that you're going to be a greater light. Just bow down your head this afternoon. Bow down your head this afternoon. And talk to God. Talk to Him. Thank Him for such an opportunity. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon. The most excellent thing you can ever do on this earth is to give your life to Christ. It's to recognize that you are limited in your own ability to do what is right. And give your life to Him. And so if you've not given your life to Him, but you're saying, Lord, I want to do what is right. I want to accept your sacrifice on the cross. I want to be born again. I want to give you my life. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed in these few minutes, just lift your right hand up. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. I see your hands all over. God bless you. If you've lifted up your hand, let a pastor help you. Let a pastor help you. Just come to me. We're going to pray together. Just come. Just come. It's an excellent step to take right now in obedience to the Word of God. In obedience to the Bible. Just come. God bless you. 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 Somebody, your heart is really beating. That Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Just come.
Fall in love. God bless you. So deep. Show me how.
Time is fast spent. Just come quickly. We're going to pray.
More. I don't want to.
Beating just two more minutes. Just step out and come. Don't worry about your friend standing by you. Don't worry about anyone. Just come. This is between you and the Lord. You're just doing what is right. You're doing the right thing. Just come. Those of you standing in front, I want you to pray this prayer after me. You want to say, Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRC. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.